It is my honor to have the entire Larry Clark family in the building with me today. How are you all doing?
I'm doing good.
Great.
Ooh, we are good. Larry, what's going on?
First, I am so honored to have my family with the legend, Randy Miles. Aww. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. You even have your wife in the building.
Yes.
Like and all y'all.
She's playing our videographer today. But yeah, so, and this actually, this is a family project. So
yes.
It's only fitting that all five of us come in.
Absolutely.
Today. Yes.
I have been, you know, watching your kids grow up. I have Malcolm, Chauncey, and Chloe in the building with me. And I've been watching them grow up since infancy.
Yes.
Malcolm, yes. I remember your mom carrying you. And they would come by the studio.
Yes.
So I've known these people for a long time.
And how old are you, Sam?
I'm 11 years old.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right. That was 11 years ago. So it's really, really cool to be able to see them. I see you on social media, Larry, with your kids doing everything from playing.
Yes.
In church, I'm like instruments in church.
Yes, yes.
To even singing, and that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yes, at the age of six, I began teaching each of them an instrument.
Yeah.
So they all play piano and drums and organ and acoustic guitar now.
Wow.
Yes.
Come on with a Hammond. Let's do that.
Yes.
in
service, you know,
my son
has played Hammond. In service. So, you know, you could see them on Larry Clark Gospel on YouTube and on social media, clips of them playing actually Sunday morning. So
that is so beautiful.
Yeah, very proud of them.
But yeah.
You know, I come from, because you knew my grandmother, Maddie Moss Clark, so you knew that's what she just did before my mom, their grandmother, and the aunts, they were all, you know, playing.
Right.
So, and speaking of which, I took them to my grandfather's church where Maddie Moss Clark was.
Wow.
And they played Sunday Before Last.
Come on.
Yes, I took them to, I said, you got to know where it started.
Yeah.
So I took them service and they saw us, they were like, could y'all please? So the kids jumped on the instruments and they played that Sunday. So that was the first time they've ever been in Berea Church of God in Christ.
That is amazing. And it's so beautiful. To just keep that legacy going.
Yes, ma'am.
I really love it. Well, you have something really, really cool that's going on tomorrow, and we'll talk about that, but let's talk about the Summer Camp CD.
Yes.
Give me an idea of how this came about.
Well, it originated from me teaching summer camp years ago. And actually, before I even met my wife or my children, I wrote the songs that we were given to teach the kids. It wasn't keeping their attention.
Ah.
So I had to be creative on the spot because I was losing my class.
I remember those days.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
So I had to write stuff that was engaging and captivating to them. I'm going to tell everybody a trick. One thing you can do, if you give kids choreography with the songs, they buy in.
They
really do.
For sure.
Yep. So all of the material I wrote, I finally, in the pandemic, we were shut down. So I went in and just went in the studio with the kids.
Wow.
And I was like, well, how fitting is this right now?
Yeah.
And we made it for now.
Malcolm, how was that experience for you going in the studio?
It was fun and a little bit nerve-wracking because I'm on audio and I didn't know if we could delete it or not.
Ah.
So I had to get all my courage to sing in the mic.
I love that. And the two little ones over here, Chauncey and Chloe, what was it like being in the studio?
I was a little bit nervous. I didn't know what to say, but I tried to keep it together. And before I knew, it was already done.
Wow. Was it the same for you?
No, it was a different way.
How did it feel for you?
It felt like I felt surprised, and I can't believe my body was keeping on the beat.
You know, that is the key. Come on, that is the key. When I grew up in church, we sang a cappella, and, you know, trying to keep
right
in tempo with a cappella is even harder, you know, because some people get a little slower.
Right.
But it's the same with music. You have to either be in front of that beat.
Well, he's the drummer, so he's actually playing on the album.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, he's on the,
Well, then you did it then.
Yeah.
Let's play one of the songs. What do you want to play?
Sunshine in the Rain. That is the featured single.
Absolutely. Let's listen.
In these hard times, God has kept my mind.
is from the Summer Camp CD featuring Larry Clark and these gorgeous, gorgeous kids, Malcolm, Chauncey, and Chloe. And tell me about your concert and book signing.
So on the 11th, most people know it as the Sheffield Center. It is called DABLE. That stands for Detroit Association of Black Organizations. It's on the corner of Grand River and Wyoming. Mm-hmm. Between 1 and 3 o'clock, we'll be feeding the first 100 children for free.
Oh, wow.
Bring your children. The project is aimed towards 6 to 12.
Yes.
That's what the material kind of speaks to.
Right.
So the children will be in full concert. They're playing their instruments live. We're going to go through the songs on the album, and they're going to be signing the book. This yeah. project is a read and sing-along project.
Yes.
The book and the album. So
yeah, I'm looking at this like, I can't wait to go through it.
Yes, yes, yes. It's a journey of their lives. So for some reason, if you can't be there, please stop by God's World and Baker's Bible Bookstore. Those in Detroit, we know those
yeah,
two locations.
Sure.
And you can get the package.
Yeah.
So, but if digital, you can go to Kindle, iTunes, wherever. But again, I just want you to get your child so they can experience both reading and yeah. listening.
Yeah, this is awesome. And it's a free event.
Yes, free. Yeah. It is free. It
yeah.
is free.
Yeah, I love this. I love what you're doing. And again, I always appreciate what you bring to the table for social
Thank
media
you.
Because sometimes we can get so wrapped up in our heads
right.
that we forget that people need to be ministered to.
Right. That is absolutely true. And see, in this one, okay, I'm not trying to get emotional. Our children need Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, we need materials. There has to be something to reach them at their level.
Yeah.
And that was, because of course, I'm dealing with my 11, 9, and 7-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah.
So where we were, we taught these songs. The children ate it up. They yeah. loved it.
Of course.
Yeah, so that's what my encouragement. So this is to the grandparents, the parents, aunts, uncles, nieces. Get this for you. We all have children in common.
Yeah.
We all have children in
we
common.
We do.
So this will be something I know will be a blessing to them.
It absolutely will be. Again, tomorrow from 1 to 3. At the Detroit Association of Black Organizations. It is Wyoming and Grand River.
That's it?
Yeah.
Detroit's west side.
Right there,
yes, free.
Where I grew up.
Free. Oh, really? Okay, okay. But, you know, they call different things.
Yeah.
Sheffield Center,
yeah.
and you see Dable. So
yeah, yeah, that's amazing. That is amazing.
Yes.
And how do they find you on social media?
LarryClarkGospel.com. And that's for all of the information you need, just go to LarryClarkGospel.com. But social media as well, Larry Clark Gospel, and you'll
I
catch it.
I love it. Man, I love that. Y'all.
Can I tell them to tune in?
Yeah.
Live in the D on Monday?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, Live in the D on Monday, 10 a.m., Channel 4.
Yes, I'm going to watch it from here.
Yes, you
I
are.
I always watch them from
okay.
here.
We're singing live.
So I can't
live.
Wait to wave to you all from the television next week. That's going to be fun.
That's
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.